Welcome to the Wesdal First Quarter Fiscal Year 2018 Earnings Call. My name is Vanessa, and I will be your operator for today's call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. During the question-and-answer session, if you have a question, please press star, then 1 on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference call is being recorded. I will now turn the call over to Mr. Tom Minichiello, Wesdal's Chief Financial Officer. You may begin, sir.
Thank you, Vanessa. Good morning and welcome to our conference call to discuss the fiscal year 2018 first quarter results for Wesdal Technologies. The news release we issued yesterday afternoon is posted on our new website, wesdal.com. On this call, I will introduce you to Matt Brady, who joined Wesdal as President and Chief Executive Officer on July 17th. I will then update you on our business and financial results for the quarter, and we'll conclude by taking questions. Before we begin, please note that our presentation and discussion contain forward-looking statements about future results, performance, or achievements, financial and otherwise. Words such as should, believe, expect, trend, and similar expressions are intended to identify such forward-looking statements. These statements reflect management's current expectations, estimates, and assumptions. These forward-looking statements are not guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that may cause Wesdal's actual results, performance, or achievements to differ materially from those discussed. A description of factors that may affect our future results is provided in the company's SEC filings, including Form 10-K for the fiscal year ended March 31, 2017, under the section Risk Factors. The forward-looking statements made in this presentation are being made as of the date and time of this conference call. Wesdal disclaims any obligation to update or revise any forward-looking statements based on new information, future results, or other factors. Please also note that we present non-GAAP financial information in our news releases because we believe that non-GAAP measures provide meaningful supplemental information to both management and investors. The non-GAAP information reflects the company's core ongoing operating performance and facilitates comparisons across reporting periods. Our discussion of results today will include non-GAAP measures. We've provided reconciliations to the most comparable GAAP measures in our news release. As I mentioned, Matt Brady joined Wesdal a little more than 3 weeks ago. He is an industry veteran with more than 25 years of global sales experience to communication service providers, including wireless carriers and multiple system operators, or MSOs, both on a direct basis and as well as through public safety system integrators. Matt has a proven track record of enhancing customer relationships, driving revenue growth, and improving operations and bottom line results. Matt came to us from the Federal Signal Corporation, where he was Senior Vice President of Safety and Security Systems, after starting in that group as Vice President of Global Sales. Prior to that, he was sales director for public safety at Motorola. Matt was the unanimous choice of our board of directors. His success in growing revenue, plus his extensive experience in the public safety market, make him the right leader. At a time when Wesdal has turned a corner by stabilizing the business and making money, and with profitable revenue growth now our number one priority, we are excited to have Matt join us as CEO. So with that, it's my pleasure to introduce you all to Matt Brady.
Thank you, Tom, and good morning, everyone. I'm Matt Brady. I'm happy and excited to be here as part of the Wesdal team. I'm happy because there is great potential at Wesdal. Wesdal has a solid reputation for high-quality products and solutions, strong customer relationships, and have been developed over many years, and a cost and expense structure that is generating positive cash flow thanks to much hard work by the Wesdal team and the leadership of Tom Minichiello and my predecessor, Kirk Branick. To them, we are most grateful. I'm excited because the next order of business is growing revenue profitably, and that is our number one mission. We've seen some nice revenue traction of late, and I believe there are opportunities for us to grow the business. In-building wireless public safety communication is an emerging market for our IBW business that is directly in Wesdal's wheelhouse. And the transition by wireless service providers to centralized radio access networks, or CRAN, creates new opportunities for our ISMS and CNS businesses. A little bit more about my style. I'm action-oriented and results-driven. I like to move fast, hold people accountable, and succeed as a team. I enjoy interacting with all stakeholders and look forward to meeting you in person and hearing your thoughts about the future of WestHealth. We have much to do, and I am optimistic that we can grow this business. With that, I'll now turn the call back over to Tom.
Thank you, Matt. Let me begin with a summary of some of the highlights of our fiscal 2018 first quarter earnings release. We'll start with revenue. In the first quarter, consolidated revenue once again grew on a sequential quarter basis, up 8% to $16.6 million, driven by the strong performances of our IBW and CNS business segments. Let me take a moment now to look a little bit deeper at the segment revenue. We'll start with IBW, where revenue for the first quarter increased to $7 million. This is the highest revenue level for IBW since the quarter ended December 31st, 2015. Revenue performance for our active DAS conditioner, the Universal DAS Interface Tray, or UDIT, continued to excel, reflecting the strong market demand for this unique system among the major wireless service providers and neutral host operators. Also highlighting the quarter for IBW was an increase in sales of our expanded portfolio of products and solutions for in-building mobile communication for public safety, which included both our half-watt and 2-watt repeaters and battery backup unit. In addition, we increased our sales of passive system components. These are devices such as duplexers, filters, combiners, and couplers, which are used in in-building wireless installations both commercially and for public safety. Our ISMS business overall had revenue of $4.1 million compared to $4.5 million the quarter before. This quarter, hardware deployments, i.e. our suite of remote units used for on-site processing, were pushed out by several customers. Also, support services revenue decreased with one customer. Partially offsetting these factors was increased software revenue, as one customer chose to have our Optima management system connect directly to a third-party device, in addition to continuing to manage their existing embedded base of remotes. On a separate front, during the first quarter, we grew revenue in this segment with a major neutral host operator that we just began doing ISMS business with the quarter before. Our CNS segment grew significantly in the quarter by 41% to $5.5 million. Integrated cabinets led the way, which included shipments to Transit Wireless that assist in their ability to deliver increased wireless services in the New York City subway system, and to a large rural service provider as part of the Connect America Fund Phase 2, or CAF 2, initiative. In addition, sales of power distribution panels were at their highest level since the January to March 2016 quarter, driven by new configuration wins that also included C-RAN buildouts. Moving down to the rest of the operating results for the quarter, we continued, for the third consecutive quarter, to meet or beat key operating targets, including consolidated gross margin at 40% or greater. It was 40.8 in the quarter, and non-GAAP operating expenses at $6 million, which we achieved while continuing to invest in important growth markets like wireless coverage for in-building public safety communications. As a result, our business was profitable again for the third straight quarter, as we reported on a non-GAAP basis an operating profit margin of 4.7%, net income of $800,000, and earnings of 5 cents per share. On an adjusted EBITDA basis, which is our non-GAAP operating profit less depreciation expense, WestHealth's business generated over $1 million of adjusted EBITDA for the second quarter in a row. Turning to our strong balance sheet, during the quarter, total cash grew by $1.9 million to $23.7 million at June 30, 2017, compared to $21.8 million at March 31, 2017. This net cash increase comprised a $2.4 million increase in cash generated from operations, which was partially offset by $500,000 of cash used for share repurchases and capital expenditures. The $2.4 million of positive operating cash flow was driven by the positive non-GAAP results and improved working capital. As mentioned, the $500,000 of cash used included share repurchases. During the quarter, under the stock repurchase program authorized by our board of directors in May, and as part of an open market 10b5-1 plan, Westell repurchased 104,155 shares at an average price of $2.96 per share for a total cash outlay of $308,565. I also want to mention that the company is nearing a milestone of sorts. Back in 1997, Westell entered into a sale-leaseback arrangement that included a 20-year lease for the entire 174,000-square-foot Aurora headquarters facility. Given the company's much different space requirements in recent years, this has been a larger-than-necessary cash drain on the business. Well, this lease finally comes to an end on September 30th. And, as announced earlier this year, we begin on October 1st with a new lease for only the space we currently occupy and require for today's business. While past restructuring charges have already eliminated the excess expense, starting in the October to December quarter, we expect to begin realizing reduced cash outlays of approximately $500,000 per quarter. Before we move on to your questions, let me summarize. We've consistently met or beat key operating targets. We continued to grow revenue and generate cash. And we have solidified our leadership team with Matt Brady on board as our president and CEO. So with that, we'd now like to open up the call for questions.
And thank you. We will now begin our question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star, then 1 on your touch-tone phone. If you wish to be removed from the queue, please press the pound sign or the hash key. And if you're using a speakerphone, please pick up the handset first before pressing the numbers. Once again, if you have a question, please press star, then 1 on your touch-tone phone. And we have our first question from Mike Lattimore with Northland Capital.
Great. Thanks a lot. Very nice quarter, guys. On the public safety opportunity, I guess, one, can you talk a little bit about the type of end customer, type of application, that purchased the public safety products in the quarter? And then, I guess, Matt, you have a pretty extensive history in the public safety market. How do you see kind of Westell's, longer-term opportunity playing out here? What kind of channels do you need to get in? What kind of maybe additional products might you like to see?
Hey, good morning, Mike. This is Tom. I'll take the first part of your question and then hand it over to Matt to address the second half there. So the end customers are the buildings, and for us it's the RF integrators who are the ones who architect and design these in-building wireless coverage for public safety. A lot of them do it also for commercial coverage. So our customers are going to be them, or there are many small ones that will sell through our distribution channel partners. So our revenues will go to distribution, and in other cases it'll go directly to systems integrators, probably the larger ones or the more regional ones that are bigger.
And Mike, this is Matt Brady as a follow-up. Nice to meet you. We still will go after some of the major property management providers as well who manage a lot of these properties across the country. I think, like Tom said, there is hundreds of really solid public safety system integrators in the country, and then there's thousands below them. And we have a plan to regularly, kind of attack them on a regional basis, have lunch and learns, show our product portfolio, and get them excited about selling, installing, and optimizing the product portfolio in those buildings Tom mentioned. And then we also have a really good distribution channel, both domestically and internationally, that will allow us to go through those large disties and sell the products into those buildings, both through the system integrators and through the disties, or through the property management building owners.
Great. And then gross margin on IBW looked pretty good in the quarter. Is that kind of a good run rate, or was there some, was it unusually strong?
Yeah, so Mike, on IBW, it is a pretty good run rate, what we did this quarter. If you notice from quarter to quarter on that business, we've been high 30s, 40, just slightly over 40, but it's been pretty consistent in the 41 to 43 range. And we did, I think, 43 this quarter. So you're likely to continue to see that. One of the benefits that we're seeing now is when we move the manufacturing or the entire manufacturing from beginning to end. Our piece before that was the assembly and test portion, but that's now with the contract manufacturer, and we're seeing some of the cost benefits of that. So 42, 43 is a good proxy for that business.
Any 10% customers in the quarter?
Yes, Mike. In fact, we had three customers that were 10% of our revenue or greater in the quarter. And let me just add a little bit of color to that. We had a fourth one just below that at 9%. And then we had a fifth customer who is in the high single digits, again, not too far away from the 10%. So altogether, we had good half of our revenue with five customers. Three of them were carriers, one was a distributor, and the other one was a neutral host operator.
Got it. And then on the UDIT, sounded like that was pretty strong. I guess what's your sort of longer-term view on that product? I thought the thought was maybe, that functionality might be absorbed into the broader DAS system itself.
So, Mike, we're seeing real strength with that product. It's got some unique differentiators that the customers are liking. We have a customer who was not a large customer of that product in prior years that is using it extensively, not just in large venues, but also in medium-sized venues as well. We've got our existing customer base for that product that continues to have a capacity and expansion needs and needs to add to existing DASs. And there's also some neutral host operators that have liked it and are using it more and more. So we see it. I mean, it's been a strong revenue producer for us for several quarters. I mean, it was always good. It's gotten better. And we see continued strength going forward.
Okay, great. Thank you.
And thank you. As a reminder, if you have a question, please press star, then one on your touch-tone phone. And we have our next question from Todd Brady with Oppenheimer.
Good morning. Tom, can you walk us through what OpEx looks like over the next 2 to 3 quarters versus the changes that you've outlined in previous quarters?
Yeah, absolutely. Good morning, Todd. We've been pretty consistent the last 3 quarters at 5.9, 5.9, and 6 million the last 3 quarters in a row on our non-GAAP OpEx. Our target is 6 million, as we've mentioned on numerous previous calls, and that's what it's going to continue to be as far as we can tell at this stage. R&D is, 2 to 2.3 of that, and the rest of it is the SG&A, and I think we'll be pretty consistent with that going forward.
Okay, and what was headcount at the end of the quarter?
123 full-time employees.
And that's versus what, 12 months ago?
Oh, versus 12 months ago, it was in excess of 200.
Thank you.
And thank you. I am standing by for further questions. If you have a question, please press star, then one on your touch-tone phone. I see we have follow-up questions from Mike Lattimore with Northland Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi there. I'll ask a couple more. On the IMS or ISMS business, you talked about maybe a little more software purchase here, connecting to third-party devices. Is that with a who is the end customer there? I guess is that like a tier one service provider, smaller service provider?
It's a service provider, Mike, and it was a bit of a sort of a special, unique request. I don't know if we're going to see more of that. We just saw it in the one instance. It's good because we are able to sell more software licenses, and that's high margin revenue. We like that. And then the customer is continuing to use the software and continuing to expand their monitoring reach with the Optima that talks straight to our remote, and they continue to use remotes. They continue to also buy services from us. So it's a unique situation. At this point, we see it as a one-time thing. but you know, you never know.
Yeah. And then, can you elaborate a little bit more on the grant opportunity you're seeing? You know, which products, which type of customer, you know, how material might that get this year?
Well, it's helping us already, even though this is fairly new, but this is a wave that we see going forward in the network, partially getting ready for 5G, and partially it's just more efficient for carriers to design the network that way. And where it helps us, Mike, is in the CNS business, initially with our power products, and cabinets. We haven't sold any cabinets into this network architecture yet, but that's a possibility, a strong possibility. And then there's more opportunities to remotely monitor the equipment as you move into this type of a network architecture. So we are seeing some small sales of our ISM remotes so far, but those are where, in our product portfolio, where we're going to see the benefit of this new architecture.
And then just last, I mean, it sounds like the goal is kind of profitable growth. I guess I know you guys typically don't give sort of specific guidance, but do you think is there a good chance you can grow your top line this year?
Well, as you know, Mike, we do not give guidance specifically and quantitatively, but we like where we are right now. We're 6 weeks into a quarter, almost halfway through. And, you know, there's still 7 weeks to go this quarter, so we'll see how it ends up. But our number one priority in this business to drive shareholder value is to grow revenue. We've done a nice job, I believe, with costs. Our margins are holding at or above our target. Our OPEX is at our target, and we continue to manage that regularly. We're generating cash. The biggest driver of increasing shareholder value right now, where we are and where we're positioned, is growing revenue.
Okay, thanks.
And thank you. Our next question comes from Brent Morrison with Zuma Capital Management.
Morning, guys.
Hey, Brent, how you doing?
Horizon here, maybe starting in the fourth quarter into 2018. Where do you see opportunities that the company isn't positioned now?
Well, I think we do see the strong marquee customers that we already have and continue to serve, and I think we're going to continue to get additional sales out of them on a go-forward basis. The public safety sales, both direct and indirect, are good markets for us. We're going to be very disciplined and look at some certain international markets where we can attack them and get sales with very low cost. And just to pop on what Tom said, we're going to be very disciplined to get profitable growth both domestically and internationally.
Specifically with products, you guys offer repeaters. You introduced the 2-watt repeater components. What other areas of the network do you think you guys could expand into?
Well, I do think we like the power business and the ability to monitor. So growing some of the other monitoring space with the ISMS product portfolio is something we're going to attack domestically. And again, the cabinet business, there's other customers, there's MSO customers, there's other wireless carriers that we're going after right now. So we see some growth with the monitoring and the power.
Okay. Thank you.
And thank you. Once again, if you have a question, please press star, then 1 on your touch-tone phone. And it seems we have no further questions at this time. I will now turn the call over to Matt Brady for closing remarks.
So I wanted to thank everyone for joining us today. We're pleased about the progress made, but we are far from done. We are continuing to step up our focus on growing our top line and executing our growth initiatives. We look forward to speaking with you again in the future. Thank you.
And thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This concludes today's conference. We thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.